Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. With the major parties set to announce their vice presidential running mates very soon, the Enough Party made an attempt to grab some headlines this week when the Spleen campaign released the name of its choice for the second spot on the ticket. It's Dwight Plotz, a funeral director from Festering Stump, Ohio, and he joins us now in the studio. Congratulations, Mr. Plotz.
Thank you, Dale. I'm touched.
You are very much of a surprise here as a political unknown.
Yes, and let me say to those public servants who hope to be Senator Spleen's choice, my thoughts are with you and your families at this most difficult time.
Well, it's funny that you should put it in those terms, because it does call attention to your work as an undertaker.
Yes, it's true. I am a grief manager and a bereavement consultant.
We don't use the word undertaker anymore?
I don't use it, but if you're comfortable with it, your comfort at this difficult time is my foremost concern, Dale.
Vice President is a big responsibility now. What qualifications do you bring to that job?
Well, everyone knows the Vice President is called upon to represent the President and this great country at state occasions, including funerals. Of course, that is a setting where I would be very comfortable, and I hope useful.
Attending the funerals of foreign potentates and such.
Yes, many of them are quite elderly.
But isn't it a condition of being Vice President that a person also be ready to assume the presidency in a heartbeat? I mean, are you ready for that?
If I am elected Vice President, it would be my strongest wish never to have to assume the mantle of presidency. But if I did, I would do so with dignity and compassion.
But what background do you have in, say, foreign policy?
None. Absolutely none. But you know, the language of grief is universal, and on that level, I communicate very well.
But on tax policy, nuclear arms, campaign financing, and so many other issues, you have taken no positions and you have no track record. I don't think these questions can be ignored.
Of course not. I don't believe anyone will forget about your questions, Dale. And in a world where so much is temporary, isn't it reassuring to know that what you're asking will never go away?
My questions will never go away?
Not if they're immortalized in granite on a polished slab. They can stand the test of time and serve as a guidepost and an inspiration for generations yet to come, all for one low, reasonable price.
Mr. Plotz, are you trying to sell me a tombstone?
Not if you don't want one.
Well, but as a vice presidential candidate, I mean, should you be making a sales pitch?
Of course not. If I offended you, I'm deeply, deeply sorry, Dale, and I want you to know I stand with you in this time of trouble.
Thank you. Mr. Dwight Plotz, an bereavement consultant who has just been named Senator Sam Spleen's running mate on the Enough Party ticket for the fall elections. With me now is political analyst Donna Chumpkin to bring us some perspective on this highly unusual choice by the standard bearer of the Enough Party. Donna?
What am I supposed to do with him sitting right here?
Well, I would be happy to go wait in the other room if that will make you more comfortable, Miss Chumpkin.
Well, my opinion is not going to change if you leave or stay.
Maybe it will be better if you go.
I'll be happy to oblige. If you need me, I'll be just outside the door, standing quietly, greeting any other guests you might have.
Thank you very much. It's kind of you. Okay, Donna Chumpkin, you have to admit he is a very mellow guy.
Yes, he is, and he's quite unlike Senator Spleen. What we see here is a new wrinkle in the conventional wisdom. Candidates used to go for an electoral geographical distinction. You pick a running mate from a different region who can carry a key state. But people don't have that kind of loyalty to their states anymore. As people look at the candidates, they want to know, is there anyone running for office who is just like me?
So, really, we're looking for ourselves?
We're looking for ourselves, and we want to vote for ourselves. And so the smart presidential candidate chooses a running mate who is a temperamental opposite. That way, they can cover a larger range of personality types and draw more votes.
Well, what about policies?
Policies don't matter. It's personality.
I suppose he's still standing out there.
Oh, yes. You can bring him back in.
All right. Mr. Plotz. Mr. Plotz, you can come back in now.
Thank you so much for leaving the room, although there was nothing we talked about that I wouldn't say to your face.
Certainly. Of course, I understand completely. And I'm anxious to be of assistance to you in any way possible.
Thank you. No need to hold my hand like that. You've done enough.
Should you have need of my services?
Listen, we're all going to need your services in the future, but
yes.
Not anytime soon, I hope.
Well, of course. But if you do, I hope you can reach me through the White House, Washington, D.C.
Well, in event that we do, we'll be sure to call.
Or someone else will call.
Thanks for coming in. This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement.